Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Blood carries heavy symbolism. The Red Cross urges us, give blood, save a life. We have blood brothers, and there are crimes committed in cold blood. Vampires feed on blood meals, and information is the lifeblood of our modern economy. Lady Macbeth, haunted by Duncan's blood, famously cries, out, damned spot, out, I say. In the Old Testament, priests sacrificed animals on the altar as a blood offering, and in the New Testament, Christ shed blood on the cross. In the Christian tradition, blood is life, redemption, atonement, forgiveness. Imagine now getting your hands on an actual drop of Christ's blood. It would be something quite extraordinary, a holy relic to trump all relics. The Icelandic Annalistregi of 1165 records this very thing. Embedded in a gold ring, a drop of Christ's blood found its way to Nidaros in what is today the city of Trondheim in Norway. Such a happening would surely be grounds for high commemoration, and indeed September 12th, the day Nidaros Cathedral received the relic, was later declared an annual feast day. In Latin, Susceptio Sanguinis Christi, the blood of Christ received. The feast, ranking only below Christmas and Easter, was a prominent one in the ecclesiastical calendar and included a musical repertory of more than 30 chants. The ensemble Skola Sanctae Sunivae, directed by Anne Kleiveset, gives modern listeners a glimpse into 12th century Norway with their 2015 recording titled Fingergull, a reference to the gold ring of the blood relic. The CD presents the chant cycle for the Holy Blood Office in its entirety. Here's the opening track, Antiphon No. 1 from the First Vespers. It contains the supplication, "Hear the prayers of your redeemed people, rejoicing over the reception of your blood." Based almost entirely on melodies from older offices, the music for the Holy Blood Office was probably written down between 1250 and 1275. The Holy Blood Office was music for the clerical elite, not participatory music of the lay people. So many old mass texts during the Reformation were destroyed. Luckily, the parchment that contained the music we're hearing today was repurposed as binding for Danish accounting books. The surviving fragmentary manuscript has since been reconstructed and is now held at the National Library of Denmark in Copenhagen. Here's another selection from this disc, the hymn Christ the Redeemer. The gold ring, the drop of blood, the holy relic no longer exist, and the annual feast for the Holy Blood is no longer celebrated. Many thanks, then, to Schola Sanctae Sunivae for their recording and offering us an ear to the distant past. If you would like to know more about the recording we've featured today, you can find out more about it on our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.